Hey everybody, this is Fitz and the Tantrums, and we're going to do a song for you called Breaking the Chains of Love. We're gonna do LOV. I'm
place for you and I to open the sky. Feel the words of your loving embrace. And why, oh why?
.3 KXP Seattle, 91.5 Radio New York, worldwide at KEXP.org. We are here at the Cutting Room Studios, New York City, with tambourine noise in the background. Feel free. It actually adds to the interview. Any help you can give me would be great. We're here with Fitz and the Tantrums. So happy to see you guys. Thanks for making it in today.
Thanks for having us, John. Good to finally meet you in person.
I'd like to see that kind of excitement. And make sure when the video is posted that you check these guys out, because it's the best dressed band we've had in yet. I'm trying to think of a better dressed band, and I can't come up with one, so.
You know, it takes a lot to look this good this early in the morning.
Could you play the music you play not dressed like that? I don't think you could.
I don't know. I think for all of us, it really puts us into the zone, into character, so that when we go out there, it just makes the moment that much more special and makes us all, I think, just have that moment of switching from everyday life to, you know, we try and really put on a great show, a real performance for people. So I think it just adds to that experience and just sort of gets us in the zone right before we go out.
So. I've heard nothing but good things about your live show too. So awesome. You've had just great feedback coming my way. Check this band out. You have to see these guys live.
No, we've been up to Seattle twice. We played two shows in one day. We played Marymore Park opening up for Flogging.
How was that?
And that was fun, but we actually had a trippier, funner gig because John has lived in Seattle for many years before, and he set up a gig where, John?
At the Sea Monster.
So we went from playing this huge outdoor arena to playing in front of 25 people in this bar. And actually, I had a funner time there because everyone was just standing right with us. You know, we just had a great time. So
it's amazing how that works.
Yeah, it
really
fun.
Is.
The and Sea Monster rocks.
You've played some interesting gigs. You just played a casino as well, correct?
We did. We had the travel day of hell yesterday, getting to Connecticut, and we played the casino, which was a lot of fun. You know, I mean, it's weird, you know, you're playing and you hear ching 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 ring ching ching, you know, in the background, you're like, what the hell is that? So we tried to modify the set to have all the songs played in the same key as all the chiming bells, and that worked out really good.
And we
tried to win some money, and I think all of us lost, or except I think maybe even Ethan broke even. Did you? Not so.
That's the
a
story.
A little under.
Yeah, one of you won 10 grand. They're not going to tell the other guys in the band. And by the way, I usually don't mention band names or where they got them, but I love the band name.
Thanks so much.
It is just a fantastic name, especially for the music you play as well. It just nails it.
I think, you know, definitely wanted, you know, when you heard the band of the band names, to know sort of where we were coming from and what kind of sound you would be hearing. You know, and I hate naming bands, you know.
Yeah.
It's always like everything's already taken. And this sort of just
fell into my lap. My friend suggested it, and I thought it captured the essence of what kind of music we're doing really well. And I also like the double entendre, the play on words sure. between my last name and the word tantrum. So it just sort of, I think it just came together. And
the EP is appropriately titled as well, Songs yeah. for a Breakup. Those are
Songs
some good breakups.
Volume 1. Volume 1.
That's my next question.
Right.
Does Volume 2 mean you need another breakup to happen, or have
Oh,
you...
no, it means that there's, you know... I've said before, I've never been very lucky in love, so there are at least 6 full volumes
okay.
in the back catalog of dysfunction.
And it says on there self-release. Is this true? You guys put this
yeah,
out yourself?
Yeah, we did. You know, we've been, you know, I think there's no better time than now for artists to be doing the DIY model mm-hmm. of, you know, when you have the opportunity like the internet and these things, it's amazing to watch it work. You know, we released it ourselves. You know, we've been just pounding the pavement. Everybody in this band is, you know, putting their lives and sacrificing on the line to try and get it across the line and get it out there, you know. And the great thing is that we've gotten a lot of response, you know, from people. And it's been because of people like you, you know, picking up the record, really hearing the quality of what we're doing and then playing it, you know, and that has had these sort of magical things where other people have heard about us and we've gotten, you know, it's pretty unusual for a no-name unsigned band to get to open up for Maroon 5 or for Flogging Molly, you know, I mean, last year we, you know, we got to play Red Rocks or the Greek Theater, you know, Marymore Park, you
yeah.
know, these things were really big benchmarks for us. And I think, you know, people respond to the music and people respond well to the sort of idea of like, we're not waiting for anybody to give us our break. We're going out and we're taking it, you know, and the internet now more than ever lets you do that. You
know? It's a fantastic attitude and a good way to face it. And are you going to, with the full length, is that the plan? Just get it out there?
Yeah, we're almost done with the full length right now.
Where are you recording that?
Same as we did the EP. It's all in my living room.
Nice. Nice.
You know, it's on the cheap.
That
but you know, we've, you know, it's like the EP came out so well that it was like, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. You know, we have Vibe there. I have the piano that I grew up playing, you know, as a child on, that's in there.
Wow.
And that thing's just got mad character. And the room just has a personality of yeah. its own. So rather than try and change anything, you know, just stuck with it. And We're just in the middle of mixing right now and just trying to get it done. You know, we're going to South by Southwest. So we're trying to shoot for that as a period of the record being done. And
oh, good.
Trying to figure out what we're going to do with it next.
Well, I wish you all the luck with that. And you always have a place here on the morning show for sure.
Thanks so much,
Fits
in
the Tantrums. Going to be playing, I'm going tonight to Joe's Pub.
That should
be a great gig
Joe's
for you
Pub.
Guys. And then shows next week in the future.
Yeah. We are playing 2 shows in L.A. at the Echo. 3 shows in LA, 2 at the Echo in Echo Park
okay.
on the 12th and the 19th, and a gig in Fullerton on the 23rd.
Very nice. And back to Seattle sometime soon.
Yes, well, very soon, I hope.
All right, it fits in the
Back to the Sea Monster.
Yes, back to the Sea Monster. The line will be around the block this time. This is Fits in the Tantrums here on the morning show on 90.3, 91.5, and KEXP.org.
Like the time you said you'd buy it for me.
before we go, I just want to introduce the best band in the world. First off, we have Mr. Jeremy Rizumna on keyboards, everybody. Give it up. Mr. Ethan Phillips on bass. Mr. James King on saxophone. The captain of the ship, Mr. John Wicks on drums. And the lovely and delightful, and sometimes a little bit nasty, Miss Noelle Skaggs on vocals. And for this last part of the song, I don't care if you're in your car, in a bar, or in your room all by yourself, I want you to get up and I want you to dance your butt off. Don't come back anytime, I've already had your time. This is your payback, money grabber. Don't come back anytime, you've already run me blind. This is your payback, money grabber. This next one is one of my personal favorites off of our EP called Songs for a Breakup Volume 1, and the song is called Don't Gotta Work It Out.
Baby, I've been wanting more of that love you give. Ooh, it hurts to be cold. Baby, I'm gonna need the doctor's care. Hold now to get me through the night. Oh, look what you done. I don't know what I've been. It's oh so cold. Maybe now when you're alone, do you think about me now that I'm gone? When I'm on the road, I often dream and think of you, girl. I won't let you do too. We don't gotta work it out, 'cause no one's gonna tell you. We'll be right back.
cherry pie.
That's because you were rocking that hard, John.
This next one's called Winds of Change.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, walk out.